Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 3000, Why I Walked Away from My Six-Figure Career by Joshua Fields Milburn of TheMinimalist.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your host and narrator for 3000 episodes over the span of 8 years, almost exactly, in fact. We're about 3 days away from the 8-year anniversary. So for this special milestone, I thought I'd do something a bit different, and that is to play my very first narration ever, a great article from Joshua of The Minimalist. It'll be nice to see how my narration, voice, and quality has changed over the years, and you'll have the pleasure of hearing the somewhat loud music that I used to play in the episodes too. I think most people are happy that that's gone now. And by the way, if you've been listening since the beginning, you do have an extra special place in my heart. Thank you for sticking around. But if you're newer here, hey, maybe you'll be listening years from now. It's not uncommon to hear people start from the beginning or work their way backwards even this late. So in any case, thank you for being here for episode 3000 and for 8 years of OLD. And with that, here's a flashback to episode 1 as we optimize your life. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1, Why I Walked Away from My Six-Figure Career by Joshua Fields Milburn of TheMinimalists.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hey, welcome. I hope this intro music makes you dance like it does for me. And let me tell you, I am not a dancer. That's definitely something you do not want to see. Despite having a musical background for well over 20 years, I still can't dance. Anyway, how's it going, old friend? By the way, I will say this now, it being the first episode and all, I might make really bad puns off of the word old, since that's the acronym for the show, Optimal Living Daily, and the website is oldpodcast.com, so I might refer to you as old, but that's meant to be, you know, friendly and cordial, no matter your age, so yeah, that's that. And speaking of oldpodcast.com, that's today's sponsor. Yes, I am sponsoring myself because it's episode number 1, so if you enjoy this content, the best way to give back is to visit oldpodcast.com and subscribe to the weekly newsletter, which is a nice and short summary of tips and great finds that can optimize your life one step at a time. Plus, you get a free gift for joining, so check that out. That's oldpodcast.com, oldpodcast.com. Today, I'll be reading to you a post from TheMinimalist.com where Joshua Fields Milburn and Ryan Nicodemus write about living a meaningful life with less stuff for 4 million readers. Check them out at TheMinimalists.com or TheMins.com, and you can follow the author of today's post, Joshua, on Twitter at JFM, which is a nice little minimalist Twitter handle. And now on to optimizing your life. Why I Walked Away from My Six-Figure Career by Joshua Fields Milburn of TheMinimalists.com. Today, March 1st, 2011, was my point of no return. I quit my job. It feels great to write those four words, but it's also terrifying and exhilarating and scary and exciting and surreal and unbelievable and, in many ways, indescribable. I'm listening to Nina Simone's Feeling Good as I write this. Her words, "It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good," best describe what I feel right now. A new beginning, a fresh start, the precipice of something exciting. Yesterday, February 28, 2011, was my last day at my suit and tie corporate job. Over the past dozen years, since age 18, I've spent nearly 80 hours a week working my way up the corporate ladder at a large telecom company in the Midwest, from retail sales rep to sales manager to store manager to regional manager to most recently director of operations for 150 retail stores, where I led hundreds of employees and managed a multi-million-dollar operations budget. Throughout my tenure, I opened dozens of retail stores, hired hundreds of employees, and helped many people grow professionally. And I was very, very good at my job. In the last few years, I won back-to-back President's Club trips to London and Hawaii for outstanding sales performance. I hired some of the best people in the industry, people who quickly advanced throughout the organization, including Ryan, who runs this website with me now, as well as Stan, one of my closest friends. And I was poised to become a C-level executive before age 40. In short, I had it made. So, when I announced my departure last month, it seemed illogical to nearly everyone. Dozens of employees asked where I was going and whether they could come with me. When I told them I was changing my life's path, many people didn't understand. After all, I was living the American dream, wasn't I? A six-figure salary, a huge suburban home, several luxury cars, and all the stuff to fill every corner of my consumer-driven lifestyle. Who the hell walks away from that? Of course, I'm not trying to impress you, dear reader, with the details of my supposedly, quote, impressive career. If I thought that my, quote, accomplishments were impressive, if I were impressed by my lifestyle, then I wouldn't have left in the first place. Rather, I present these details to impress upon you my need for change. Yes, I was ostensibly successful, but I didn't feel successful. I felt overwhelmed, stressed out, depressed. Even worse, I was up to my eyeballs in debt. True, I made great money in the corporate world, but for most of my adult life, I spent more than I earned. A doomed equation, no matter your income. You see, even though I was living the corporate dream with a big salary and elevated status, I was not completely happy because I'd lost sight of what was truly important. I was unhealthy, my relationships were in shambles, and I wasn't passionate about life, all of which I attempted to cover up by amassing more trinkets and trophies. Sadly, I didn't realize my missteps until it was too late. 2 years ago, in 2009, my mother died, and my marriage ended in the same month. Shortly thereafter, I discovered minimalism and started making radical changes, regaining control of my finances, refocusing my relationships, and asking difficult questions about my life's direction. In time, I realized I was not pursuing my passion, nor was I growing as an individual or contributing beyond myself in a meaningful way. I wasn't living the dream, I was living a lie. But today, that chapter has ended. To be clear, I didn't barrel into my boss's office and yell, "Screw you, I quit." No, I had mixed emotions about leaving my job. I care about many of the people there and enjoyed much of the job itself. So my, quote, "screw you" is not to my former job at all. I'm not quitting a job. The job is not the point. Instead, I'm walking away from my old lifestyle. I have to stop living the lie and start living the life. How will I earn a living? To be honest, I'm not entirely sure, but I've spent the last 2 years working hard to reduce my bills substantially and pay off massive amounts of debt. Yes, I'll still need to earn money to keep the lights on, but making money is no longer a priority. I need only work to earn enough money to live, not live to work. My initial plan is to be a part-time barista at a local coffee house and earn enough to pay my bills, food, rent, utilities, insurance, while writing full-time. Who knows? Maybe this writing thing will yield a full-time income one day. But even if it doesn't, that's okay because I'm passionate about writing, especially literary fiction. Rather than spending my time herding masses of people into cubicle farms, I've decided to focus on my real priorities. Health, relationships, passion, growth, and contribution. These values comprise the foundation of a meaningful life, not money or stuff or the title on a business card. I'll contribute to people via this website. I'm thankful people find value here. I'll also contribute through other means, such as charity and donating my time to help others, writing and contributing. That's what I'm doing now. I refuse to be a slave to cultural expectations ensnared by the trappings of money and power and perceived success. So to my old life, I bid you farewell. Screw you, I quit. 2012 update. I'm happy to report that only a year later, I'm making a full-time living as an author. Even though I earn considerably less than my corporate salary, I also think about money differently these days, and I've never been happier. You just listened to the blog post titled Why I Walked Away from My Six-Figure Career by Joshua Fields Milburn from TheMinimalists.com. Please check them out and let them know that I sent you. If you enjoyed this reading, you might also like ZenHabits.net. That's another site that has similar content and one that I'll be reading from in a future episode. I'm bringing you this content in audio form for free and as my own sponsor, so all I ask for your support is to please subscribe to keep listening and visit oldpodcast.com to join the newsletter. That's my way of knowing that you're interested in hearing more. You can also contact me there with feedback, but better yet, hit me up on Twitter at oldpodcast. And if you have other blogs you'd like conveniently read to you right here, I'll read them to you. Just send a tweet to both the author and me. I need their permission to do it. So yes, that's it for episode one. I hope you enjoyed it. I know I did. Keep up the optimal living.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.